a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The Senate Ag and Natural Resources Committee will come to order. First of all, thank you for being here. Greeting the internet listeners. Today is a very quiet day on our committee hearings, and it is our probably last committee hearing that we will have. I just want to remind you in the audience and to turn your cell phones off or down to vibrate at least. And we do have some audience members, and I don't see Senator Garnos here, but it looks like somebody might know that Senator Garnos. Would you want to stand up and introduce where you guys are from?
I'm Jennifer McNaughton, the government teacher Jones.
Well, welcome. You picked the best committee to come to. We appreciate you being here. If you are, well, we'd have no bills, so we don't have to remind you to testify or to sign in. We don't have any bills. We just have two confirmation appointments, which is for the information for you as government class. This is our last week, and this will be the last week typically of hearings in the committees. Next week, we'll be just winding down as far as conference committees and then budget process finalization. So we don't really have a bill to listen to today, but we just, as a Senate body, we do have to approve the appointments that are made by the governor or to certain boards and associations and commissions, and that's what the Senate committee would hear it, and then they confirm the appointment on the floor. And so today we just have two confirmation hearings for appointments, and then that will go to the full body for hearings. The House does not confirm it, only the Senate, the same as process as the United States Senate. As they also confirm appointments as well. At this time, I'll have the Secretary call the roll.
Bagalka. Frerix, Frisley,
here.
Garnos, Hansen,
here.
Roden,
here.
Valley,
here.
Maher,
here.
Krebs,
here. Quorum is present. Finally, we were. Hopefully, there was another one. Bagalka is here. The chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Moved by Roden, seconded by Valley. All those in favor of the approval of the minutes as written, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. Again, the two items on our agenda for the Senate Ag Committee hearings were the confirmation appointment of Scott Vance from Meade County, Faith, South Dakota, to the State Brand Board. I believe he's not here. So I believe Larry Stern will be speaking on his behalf. The second confirmation appointment is for Catherine Peterson, McCook County, Salem, South Dakota, to the GFMP, or Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. At this time, I'll hear from Larry Stern. Or, yeah, we'll take up Larry Stern first for Scott Vance to the State Brand Board. Thank you.
Good morning.
Okay, thank you. Okay, once again, my name is Larry Stearns. I'm with the South Dakota Brand Board. I'm the director. Mr. Vance couldn't be here this morning because of a commitment that came up after we had scheduled this. Just a few brief remarks about Mr. Vance. He's from Faith, South Dakota. He's a co-owner and manager of the Faith Livestock Market. He's also the past president of the Livestock Marketing Association, which is the association of the livestock markets in South Dakota. I believe Mr. Vance is going to bring an interesting or different perspective, or the perspective of a livestock marketer, to the brand board, and should be urges confirmation.
Good. Further comments on the confirmation appointment of Scott A. Vance? Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'm Jeremiah M. Murphy from Rapid City, South Dakota. I'm the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Stock Growers Association, and I will just briefly but enthusiastically say that the stock growers strongly support Mr. Vance's nomination, and we would urge you to do the same. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy. Further comments on the confirmation appointment of Scott Vance? Seeing none, I'll open up committee questions or comments.
Chair.
Senator Roden.
Well, thanks. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I've had the privilege to I met Scott a number of years ago, and we've sold cattle through the sale barn, and I've seen his involvement and seen his commitment to the industry, and I think that he is a very wise choice. I talked to the governor's office a couple months ago about that possibility, and I thought you know, I thought he was probably the perfect choice as far as bridging the gaps, as far as geography and his experience and his ties to the cattle industry and the livestock marketers. So I'm very enthusiastic about having Scott appointed to this position.
Further comments on the confirmation appointment? Senator Maher.
I would just echo Senator Roden's comments. I've known Scott my entire life, and our family, too, has always done business with the Vance family in the Faith Market area and have found them to be of honor and integrity, and I think Scott will bring an interesting perspective to the board, like they said, of being in the livestock business and dealing with this industry and with these brand inspection program and through his business and his firsthand knowledge of what can and work and does work and what doesn't work and all the above. So I think he's an excellent choice, not only that, but he brings a perspective from that northwestern part of the state. We had that discussion here a few years ago when I first came to the legislature, and we introduced some bills trying to get that some representation on the brand board from that part of the area. And Faith, being in the kind of the geographical center of that part of the state, I think it's an excellent choice.
Thank you, Senator Maher. Further discussion and or action?
Sure.
Thank you, Senator Roden.
Move advise and consent in the appointment of Scott Vance.
Advise and consent, a motion made by Senator Roden, seconded by Senator Hansen. At this time, I don't think we need any further comments. I'll have the motion before you is the advise and consent motion for the approval of the nomination of Scott Vance to the State Brand Board. All those in favor will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
I'm sorry. Bogalka.
Aye.
Frerichs.
at ease.
I apologize. That's all right. Frerichs. Frizzly.
Aye.
Garnas. Hansen.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye. The approval and nomination of Scott Vance to the Brand Board has passed, and we'll move to the full floor of the Senate for a further hearing and approval. Are you okay? Okay, good. Good. All right. Moving on, we have the next confirmation hearing for the appointment of Catherine M. Peterson from McCook County, Salem, South Dakota, the Game, Fish, and Parks. Oh, thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Senate Agricultural Committee. My name is Jeff Onk. I'm the Secretary for Game, Fish, and Parks, and I'm here to speak briefly on behalf of the Governor's nominee, Kathy Peterson, to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. I'd like to just start by telling you that the department's quite excited about the nomination, and we look forward to having Kathy come on board the commission. It seems that not unlike during session, much of our time at commission meetings is spent on wildlife issues. And in having the brief opportunity to visit with Kathy on the phone a couple times and here in person, she's expressed a great deal of interest in our park system. And that's something that that we certainly welcome, to have commission members pay attention to our parks. We have, in my opinion, probably the premier park system in the United States, and I've been to a lot of states and a lot of parks across the country, and ours, in my opinion, is second to none. And I think Ms. Peterson will certainly be a great addition to the commission with her special interest in parks. Wildlife will get no short shrift from Commissioner Peterson as well. She and her family come from a long hunting tradition. It's my understanding that they annually have friends and a lot of family come to partake of the hunting opportunities on their farm and across the state in South Dakota. Kathy has with her husband Steve and her two sons Kent and Drew, and I don't know if I'm being premature. Maybe she would like to introduce them when she gets a chance to come before you, but there's a strong interest from the family in support for her, and I guess I'll just close by saying She appears to me to be a wonderful person, a very genuine person, and I'm quite excited, frankly, to have her on the commission and heartily endorse this appointment and ask for your strong support as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary Vonk. Further proponents for the appointment of Catherine Peterson? Further proponents? Catherine, would you mind coming forward? Good morning.
Thank you for your introduction, Secretary Vonk. Madam Chair and Senators, thank you for allowing me to join you here today while you consider me for a position on the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. My love of the outdoors in South Dakota began as a little girl. I grew up as the only girl in a family with four brothers in Salem, South Dakota. I loved to walk along with my brothers and my dad as they pheasant hunted with our friends at farms in our area, and we fished at Lake Vermilion State Park. After graduating from Salem High School and Lake Area Tech, I married my husband Steve over 33 years ago, and together we started a farm north of Salem. Through the years working with Steve, I've learned respect and love of our land, livestock, and wildlife. We look forward to hunting season each year as we share our land with our brothers and their grown children and many of our friends. I still walk the CRP with them and enjoy the fellowship that comes during pheasant, duck, goose, and deer hunting seasons in our home and on our land. Hunting and harvest are my favorite time of the year as I look forward to seeing family and friends and feel very blessed to be a farmer and a landowner with this opportunity. Steve and I have enjoyed building our farm operation together and raising our children, Jessica, Kent, and Drew. While doing that, I've also had the privilege of working as an agent in my family's insurance business, Gary Associates. While our children grew up, I enjoyed all of their school activities, being a 4-H leader, and teaching religious education and confirmation at our church, St. Mary's. I still enjoy playing the guitar in our church choir. Now that our family has grown up, we have the pleasure of having Kent and Drew come back to farm with us, and I'm pleased to have them and my husband Steve with me here today. Our family has grown to include son-in-law Scott, daughter-in-law Cindy, and three adorable grandchildren that Jess and Scott have given us. I could speak all day about them, but I won't. I feel it will be a great privilege and opportunity to serve our state on the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission, bringing my perspective as a farmer and landowner to the commission, and helping to promote the state parks that I've enjoyed using all my life. I'm excited and grateful for this opportunity.
Thank you, Catherine. Further proponent testimony for the appointment of Catherine Peterson. Further proponent testimony? Seeing none, thank you, Catherine. Would you like to have your family members stand, please?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Your husband and your two sons?
Steve and my son Kent and my son Drew. Yep.
We're glad you're here. Welcome. At this time, I'll open up the for committee for questions of Catherine. Questions for Catherine.
Madam
Chair. Senator Rodin.
Well, we can't let Catherine go without being totally unscathed. Catherine, when we had other appointments to the GF&P Commission earlier this year, and I posed a question to them, and I think it's only fair that I pose the same question to you. There's been a lot of discussion and a lot of legislation and controversy in the legislature and statewide as far as the role of the Game, Fish, and Parks and the appropriateness or lack thereof of the acquisition of land, and understanding that there are legitimate areas where, whether it be somebody stated, acquiring a parcel of land to provide additional parking or expand a state park. But I'm talking specifically about just raw purchase of large tracts of land for the purpose of owning it or for wildlife to expand hunting opportunities. And so I'd like you to share your philosophy in that lines as far as whether you believe that's appropriate for government to an agency of government to expand their ownership of private property.
Okay, Ms. Peterson.
All right. I think each opportunity that comes along has to be reviewed to see if it's appropriate or not. I think in things like wetlands and some of those areas, it might be a help to the farmer to have such opportunities. But I think in other cases, it's important for the farmer to have the ability to own and farm land and not be in competition with the game, fish, and parks. And I feel that some of these other programs, like the walk-in programs and the leasing where farmers choose to lease land, keeps the farmers, gives them their ability to farm, but allows the people to have the access to wildlife and the pleasures that we have here in South Dakota.
Further questions?
Well, my second question is, did somebody prep you to answer that for me?
Well, I have the good, unique opportunity of being a farmer that loves to farm and knows that I want my sons to be able to purchase more farm, but I also have these brothers that love to come and hunt at my place, so and family and my brother-in-laws, and want to allow that because I know that people enjoy our state. We have beautiful wildlife and parks, and so I know we need to share that too as a farmer.
For the questions of the committee. Seeing none, thank you, Catherine. Seeing none, moving to committee discussion and or action. Senator Roden.
Move advise and consent.
Advise and consent motion made by Senator Roden, seconded by Senator Valley. Any further comments on the advise and consent motion? Seeing none, we appreciate you being here and comments from the chair that you will join. Is it how many on the board or Game Fish and Parks? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Yes, you'll be the eighth member on the Game Fish and Parks Commission, and that's a big job. As Senator Roden has shared, there's always the balance, the fine line of managing wildlife and management of our pleasures of gaming here in, or the game industry of South Dakota, but at the same time, landowners' protection and rights as well. So we appreciate your input, and I think you bring a good perspective being a landowner, and specifically from East River, and I appreciate that. So we appreciate having some representation and from my home area. At this time, then, there's a motion before you, the advise and consent motion. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Bogalka.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frizzly.
Aye.
Garnas. Hansen.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
The advise and consent motion has been approved. The full nomination will go to the floor for the Senate for approval by the Senate. And we appreciate you and your family joining us, Catherine, and we welcome you to the Game Fish and Parks Commission. You've got a full plate ahead of you, but you've got a great leader at your helm with Secretary Vonk. So thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, committee, that we do not have any bills to take action on, which is nice for a change. We had a lot of good stuff this year. I will move into just brief comments. If you have so desire to talk about summer study submission, we know that this year the executive board does have the approval authority as far as approving any summer studies, but we know that with funds tight, we've cut the legislative budget with us as far as travel and funding for, you know, some of the things that we're doing. We also have to keep in mind that we have the redistricting study that will probably be the primary focus this year. But if you would like to, as an ag committee, bring a suggestion to the table to submit to the executive board for summer review, I would open that up for discussion at this time. If not, you could always submit your own on your own behalf. Recommendations, because as you all know, the process that I think we have all veterans here on the committee, that of course you submit your process in writing, and that the executive board will get the items or the sheets, and then you'd fill out your name and then rank the order if you so choose to be on that, or if it would be a priority for a summer study. So at this time, I'll just open up for comments of the summer study discussions. Senator Roden.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I don't know if I'm not necessarily making a recommendation for a summer study, understanding the limited amount of flexibility we're going to have, but I would like to take the opportunity to tell the committee about a meeting that Senator Maher and I recently participated in with Secretary Perner. When I was in Phoenix for the Ag Chair Summit, I met Lynn Helms, who's the Secretary of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. He seemed pretty excited to help South Dakota start taking steps to promote the potential for oil exploration in the Northwest. Of course, I was already on that track, and so it was a timely meeting. After that, I talked to Secretary Perner about getting a meeting lined up with Mr. Helms, and Secretary Perner, the long story short, Secretary Perner hooked us up with, I don't remember the gentleman's name, the geologist that's been working in that direction. We met with him for about an hour and a half, and he had a stack this high of maps that were, some of them were 10 foot square, laying out what they've done, the steps they've taken in South Dakota. It was extremely interesting and informative, and at some point, I know we commented afterwards that it was something we probably should have been made available to more of the legislative body, and I just throw that out as a suggested at some point, Madam Chair, maybe we could expand that type of meeting and have the Secretary Perner have a larger scale meeting and keep us all up to speed on what's going on and what the potentials are. I think there's potential for us as a legislature to help foster communication between departments, whether it's the economic development, the Ready Fund, or different departments, the school and public lands. Jared Johnson joined us in that meeting. But I think we have potential, and I think we have the potential to help foster those conversations and the coordination to make some things start happening.
Thank you, Senator Roden, and you teed that up very nicely for me. My intern and I had the discussion, and I've already made the contact, and you will see it posted on Monday after session. We will have the state geologist. We do have a state geologist that will give us a full overview of the gas and oil exploration opportunities, and it is statewide, but specifically more targeted and congregated in the northwest part of our state. Obviously, the economic downturn has provided a challenge for the investment in that area, but he will give us an overview of where there are some serious opportunities, much like North Dakota, and talking about horizontal drilling, I believe, and some of those things. And like you said, Senator Roden, I would like to be a part of that to get the conversation moving forward that we have the minerals, we have the potential there, but now let's just, how can we help getting investors here, and it's going to take a combination of economic development, investment, ready funds possibly, and so what we'll do is have an open forum after the session on Monday, so we figure 4 or 5 o'clock. He's coming in. His name is Daryl Eilis. He's actually out of Vermilion. Derek Eilis, and he's will be presenting for us. So that will be posted, and we'll make a comment on the floor today for an open forum, and we invite the House as well. And I want to remind you to make sure to announce that in the House caucus as well, so we have both House and Senate there hopefully in attendance. And then maybe we can further that along in the next coming year to see if we can get GOED as well involved. So thank you, Senator Roden.
Just proves that great minds
think alike. That's right. I will concur on that one. Okay. Further discussion as far as summer study opportunities or just topics that you feel as the Ag and Natural Resources Committee that we should be looking for.
Madam Chair.
Senator Maher.
I don't know. A couple years ago, we did a West River Ag tour, and at some point in time, it'd be kind of fun to go to the eastern part of the state and do the same thing. I know funds are tight, but I think last time we did a West River tour, we were able to raise some money through the ag, different ag organizations and stuff, and I don't know if that's ever been thought about or talked about, but that East River, going across that river is kind of like going into a foreign country for some of us, and so...
We would welcome you. Okay. Well, and that's a good point, and I think Senator Valley and Roden have comments, but I had talked, you know, of course, with Representative Bruner had that, but I think we will possibly maybe look to our back row that... We obviously know the church row back there. And when we say that in light, now this is a very different meeting for those of you that are in the committee room. We appreciate you giving us the latitude to talk like this. But what we obviously are challenged by funding. We are making severe cuts in all areas, and that includes us. And we've stepped up the plate to sell ourselves. And so with that being said, we would entertain some ideas and thoughts being placed around there, some possible different organizations sponsoring that. And we could do an East River tour and look at, you know, ethanol plants. We could I could set something up with an ethanol industry tour of an ethanol plant. My buffalo ranch, I'd welcome you to our to see my buffalo right in McCook County, actually. But we could do something like that. So any comments, Senator Roden, Senator Valley, for something like that?
We did that several years ago, and it was very enlightening. We traveled eastern South Dakota. We went to hog confinement places. We watched how they were using it to fertilize, and I think it was an eye-opener to some folks that hadn't been through that process. So I think it's a great process for the people that are along. And we looked at things that not only were in agriculture, but they were in the Department of Water and Natural Resources and the Game, Fish, and Park. So we had some park tour, and I think it is valuable for the members of the committee. So would like to see it done again. Thank you.
Senator Roden?
Well, I just comment, I think it was 2 years ago we did the West River tour, and I have to say that it was 95% of that effort and coordination and fundraising came from the ag organizations, and we very much appreciated it. I think sometimes they might not realize how much we did appreciate it, and I would think that, you know, I know that's not a small thing to ask, and so it would be, you know, we would be at, I would expect some similar arrangements between you as the committee chair and the ag organizations, but, you know, it would be them that would end up carrying the load, obviously, I think, because of the circumstance we're in, so...
For what we'll probably do is I'm going to open up and have that conversation, as well as our chairwoman for the House Ag Committee, Representative Vanneman, to talk about that. And what it does is that some people think we're doing these trips for no reason, but for a lot of us, I, as an East River farmer and having grown up in the eastern part of the state, don't understand always the issues that you are challenged with, whether it be pest control or pine beetle situations, West River, and vice versa, for what you, as far as West River, may not see the challenges that we have as far as flooding issues and watershed and water management issues that we have in the eastern side of the state. So I think that's an opportunity. I would open up that to further that discussion, and we will have that conversation. We'll keep our committee members posted on that to maybe plan something like that, possibly, if funds. And we obviously could help try to bring something to the table as well. So any further comments as far as discussion? Brenda, did you want to comment? Sure. Please state your name and where you're from.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Brenda Foreman. I'm a registered lobbyist for a couple groups, South Dakota Association of Co-ops mainly, but as also behalf of the chair of Ag Unity, we have in the past, and I think would very much enjoy again helping to coordinate the tour. I think the last tour that was done, it did involve the ag groups and a number of the state agencies, such as Department of Ag, GFMP, and those. So it has always been something for us that's done very well in order to help set that up and be involved in that process. So we would look forward to the opportunity again. So thank you.
Thank you, Brenda, for being willing to do that. That's, like I said, it's good for all of us to learn of the issues across the entire state of South Dakota. As our number one industry, it's a $21 billion industry for those of you from Jones County. It's our number one industry, and we need to do what we can to protect both East and West River on that. Further comments?
Madam Chair, I'm just thinking out loud. Understanding the limitations on summer studies, it might be appropriate also to, whether we do it now or through email, to just receive input from the committee members as far as what they would like to see included in the tour. I know I had a shopping list this long, and we had a very limited amount of time when we did our West River tour, so we had to boil it down. But it would be a good starting point to maybe receive suggestions from the committee members of what they would like to learn more about it as far as East River agriculture.
Thank you for the suggestion, Senator Roden. For those of you, then I would open up that opportunity to send me an email and let me know what you'd like to see on that, and then we can start planning a time frame and start working on this to get this together. One of the topics that we have on as far as a concern, and I was at the Corn Growers Association meeting a couple weeks ago, and it continues to be a challenge in the eastern part of the state, is coarse water and flooding. And one of the comments that they've shared is that to further work with the Department of Ag, now this obviously wouldn't be a summer study, but I think that it's a conversation we need to continue to have is, you know, when you talk about water management and tiling and drainage, it's a scary subject, and you get the eyebrows raised and the eyes that go very wide when you say statewide control on that, and we're not talking about that, but I do think we need to talk and have a conversation about watershed management. And I would like to see that, and I will have further discussions on that from our Department of Secretary of Ag as far as watershed management opportunities and ideas that can be brought forth and model ordinances that maybe have that been successful, such as in Lincoln and Minnehaha County, which is one of the more successful drainage and tillage regulations. So we'll further have a discussion on that as well. Any other topics? Senator Hanson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. One other thing that I'm not sure how many of you are aware of, but there's this, it's called a four-state legislative forum that's made up of legislators from North and South Dakota, Minnesota, and Manitoba. And this grouping, I think you probably call it kind of a loose-knit grouping. I think there's been about eight people from each of those four entities that have come together on a rotating basis. And this year happens to be the year for that meeting to take place in South Dakota. And the location has been identified at Brookings. But with the restrictions that have been placed on us by, ourselves, really, I'm not exactly sure, where that sits. But, it puts South Dakota in a bit of a difficult position because, we're one of the four participating states entities. And so I think that maybe it takes a little bit more of a proactive approach on, and it really kind of falls to the Ag Committee, because that's the subject of many of the things. Water really is one of the main reasons that brought this group of four entities together in the first place. And we don't share quite the same contribution to the water that flows north, but we do have some. And so I'm just expressing my wonderment as to where we are and where we plan to go on with regard to that four-state legislator forum.
Thank you, Senator Hanson. If you could, thank you for being here to the family of the Petersons. That's a good comment and question. I don't even know anything about that. So if you could share us the information, the dates, and then we can talk about funding and maybe go to the Legislative Research Council, see what we can do there. So let's get that information to us, and we'll go from there, Senator Hanson. Good. Any further comments? I don't want to belabor this any longer. I don't think that as a committee, Senator Bogalka, and then we'll finalize here.
Well, you asked what we might want to see. I would like to see some coyotes and prairie dogs.
Little inside committee joke there for those of you to entertain. All right, at this time, I just want to say thank you to the committee members for a great session, and Tom, for your hard work, and specifically Cindy. Cindy, we had a little something for you on behalf of the committee that you have kept us bright and shining and kept us in line with all your penmanship and notes, and I want to personally thank you for your hard work as committee secretary. So please give Cindy and Tom our welcome for their hard work. This will be our last meeting, and at this time, thank you for giving me and granting me the latitude as your chairwoman for the first time in the Ag Committee, and allowing a few mistakes here and there to the committee members. I appreciate your help along the way. The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Senator Valley, seconded by Senator Roden. All those in favor of the adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The Senate Ag is adjourned for 2011.